aid organizations say Australia has assumed increased international responsibility after being elected as a temporary member of the United Nations Security Council. Rebecca Eisen has his report.
It will be the first time since 1986 that Australia has held a seat on the 15-chair council, responsible, according to its charter, for the maintenance of international peace and security. Oxfam's humanitarian advocacy coordinator, Steph Cousins, has been following the campaign. She's hopeful Australia will push through measures to protect civilians affected by war when their membership officially begins January 1st next year.
Oxfam's hoping that Australia really makes the protection of civilians in armed conflict. It's the bedrock of its agenda on the Security Council. So that's focusing on ordinary men, women and kids caught up in conflict around the world who make up most of the casualties in conflict zones and bear the brunt of conflict and yet are not put front and centre when the Security Council does its work.
Ms. Cousins says Australia has a history of progressive humanitarian campaigns, most recently as a major contributor to the Trade Arms Treaty, currently being negotiated in the General Assembly. She believes a spot on the Security Council coincides with extra coercive powers amongst the 193 UN states.
The Australian government has said that on the Security Council it would use its proximity to some very powerful arms exporters who are on the Security Council to try and push forward with that treaty, which we think would be a good idea. But in addition to that, you know, the Security Council also has a role in regulating arms. And what the Security Council can do is focus on where there are country contexts where arms being, you know, flooding a conflict zone are resulting in fueling that conflict. The Security Council can act to prevent that through arms embargoes and through a whole lot of other mechanisms that they're not consistently using. So we think Australia could push that agenda as well.
Professor Alison Broinowski from the Australian National University is an international affairs expert and former Australian UN diplomat. She agrees that Australia will use their extra power to push the arms treaty agenda, but also considers the Security Council spot as an opportunity to establish Australia's independence internationally. She was kind enough to talk to The Wire despite battling a serious cold.
The responsibility for Australia as a member is to bring our own ideas to the Council rather than, as we might have sometimes seem to be in the General Assembly, just like a sort of an echo of the United States on many issues. I think that this is an opportunity, particularly as the involvement in Iraq is coming to an end, for us to establish Australia's line, which doesn't always have to be the same as those of our allies.
The United States, France, China, the United Kingdom and Russia make up the Security Council's five permanent seats. They alone have the power to veto suggestions raised by Council members, leading to the argument that temporary states are essentially powerless. Professor Broinowski says the structure is not ideal, but disagrees temporary states are totally futile.
The UN is not a democratic institution. It was never intended to be. The veto power is held by the five. There was an effort to change that a few years ago. It failed. They will not give it up. It's power that they like to hold. It's anachronistic. We all know that. But when there is a contentious issue before the UN, before the Security Council, like, for instance, the decision about going to war in Iraq, the 10 non-permanent members can actually get together and sway the majority.
She also says times have changed since our last election in the latter part of the Cold War, when the potential for agreement amongst the Security Council members was limited.
We hadn't seen the collapse of the Soviet Union. We had only, in a few years before, got out of Vietnam. We had problems with Cambodia, things like that. This is a whole different ballgame now.
Australia finished last behind Sweden and Portugal in its last campaign for a seat in the 1997 to 1998 council term.